Well, it's a different kind of, there's a kind they call a genius cloth that made men's pants out of. That's knit out of wool.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a cotton, and they made cotton pants.
Uh-huh. Well, what did feed used to come in?
Feed?
Uh-huh. Said you bought feed for your cattle, or...
Well, yeah, if you got a little sack or a make it sack, you had to make most of your sacks yourself. And you'd take them and put them in a wagon. And like you'd go into a grist mill, get going mm-hmm. corn ground in the mill.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd hitch an ox to a wagon and fill up a body full of corn, shell corn, that in sacks.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just about 10 or 12 years old, and I'd carry it to a grist mill. And the grist mill was powered by water.
Mm-hmm.
Water running over a dam that turned the wheel, it run the thing and it'd go, and the whole, he put about 20 bushels of corn in that hopper, we call it.
Mm-hmm.
But he knew everybody's sack and how much he got.
Mm-hmm.
And he ground for toll. Mm-hmm. He'd get so many dips with a dipper
mm-hmm.
for bushels he ground, see. And I'd stay there all night long and lay down and sleep on the mill house floor and the skeeters eating me up. And he did his own cooking.
Mm-hmm.
And I never seen him cook a thing but side meat and cornbread.
Mm-hmm.
And he cooked it right out in front of the mill house.
I won't run the vacuum.
And he had a little walkway that he... He's a little weakly looking fellow. He wasn't no larger than you are, I reckon, just look at him. And he'd take a sack of corn and there were about 3 bushels in it, which weighed 56 pounds to the bushel,
mm-hmm.
and throw it on a shoulder and walk a gangplank across that little place where the water's run under there to get to the mill house. And he tore it and put it back on there for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only thing, and he'd drink black coffee off and on all during the night. He'd sleep a little and get up and see about a meal, and if it was all right, he'd go back to sleep.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned side meat. What is that exactly? Is that salted meat?
Well, that salted meat is bacon.
Uh-huh.
They come in, where they shipped it then, they made what they call hogsits. It's a great big old wooden ball, it'll be up mm-hmm. about this high, and the mm-hmm. staves that they're made out of be about that round, big, and it had wooden hooks on it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how they managed to press it together to get the hooks
mm-hmm.
like that, but then just stack it full of meat, salt mm-hmm. meat, and put a head in it. I had it chipped out to work by hand,
mm-hmm.
and it wouldn't leak. That vine won't leak out. They mm-hmm. ship it that way like that, and you go to town, mm-hmm. add a vine, and you just go cut you off a chunk of it. They mm-hmm. wouldn't weigh it, and you paid for what you got.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember what they called the kind of sack or bag that potatoes used to come in? What they called that kind of sack or bag? It wasn't it was made out of that brown cloth.
Oh, you talking like onion comes in every once in a while now?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they made out of, some kind of fiber, some kind of grass or something.
Well, I was wondering if you heard of croaker sack or jute sack or...
Yeah, jute sacks are kind of a grass that they get out of the ocean. I was told, I never did see none of it in the raw, but they ship it to these here factories and make cotton bagging out of it, to mm-hmm. wrap up baggy bales of cotton, and mm-hmm. to sack up stuff, cut it to any size you want, and then sew it up.